Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the cafe. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever or whenever you're listening to us across the entire globe. This is Psychic Talk Radio. We are simulcasting also on YouTube with live video as well. So come on in, grab your coffee or tea. Wait a minute. Okay, got to get my coffee. Grab your coffee or tea and pull up a chair and let's hang out. Yes, we are the show where we talk about all that psychic stuff and tarot and numerology and psychic development and animal communication and psychic mediumship and oracle cards, numerology. Numerology is my favorite, you know, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about numerology tonight. Yay! I decided to let's get into life path numbers. Yes, we're going to talk about that. We're going to do the numerology of the day. We're going to do the cards of the day. A little different, though, than we've done on our shows. I am actually going to do the cards and the numerology for tomorrow. Yes, not today. Today's almost over. Yeah. And the reason for that is obvious. We're doing an evening show, and this is the first time. I mean, it's not the first time ever that we've done an evening show, but as far back as I can remember, you know, 14 years we've been at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. I mean, I could just roll it right off the top, you know, every single show, 7 days a week. But I'm trying something different out. Yeah. So basically, it was like this. I've been thinking about it for a while because, hey, you know, maybe we can tap into, you know, a different audience, you know, new folks that haven't seen us. Plus, since we started, we used to do 7 days a week, and then we stopped doing that a long time ago, and we had shows dotted throughout the week, okay? And then we decided beginning this year to go back to doing 7 days a week, and because a lot of the shows are during, you know, Monday through Friday, I started to think that, well, you know, maybe too many people are at work, you know? Maybe I should do some evening shows. Well, some things happen with doctor appointments and things like that where, like today, for instance, I was going to have to cancel the show because I had something that I couldn't move that was going to happen right at the time we would be doing the show, you know, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, somewhere in there. And I was like, well, rather than canceling, I'm just going to have it at 6:30. That's right. And so this is the way it works. You can call in, and I'm going to do the phone number in the chat here while we're talking. Here, let me put a little, okay, 714-816-4628. Going to pop the phone number into the chat. You can call into the show, and as soon as you dial in that number, 714-816-4628, press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air with me. Don't forget to press 1. Now, if you're just listening to the show, you could just dial in at that number. But if you want to be live on air with me, you got to press 1 on your dial pad after you get through. So dial 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1. That puts you up in the caller queue to the top and lets me know that you want to be live on air with me. Otherwise, I assume you're just listening to the show. Like, we have some callers on the line right now, but nobody's hands raised. So if you're new, and probably you are because we've never been on this time before, in recent memory anyway, you don't even know about that. So I got to tell you to call in and push 1, right? But you can also do it in the chat. And if you're listening on radio, or, you know, we're simulcasting on radio as well as YouTube. If you're listening on radio, this is what you do. Open a new tab in your browser and type in psychic.cafe/live. That's the URL. No, it's not a .com. It's not a .org, .net. It's a .cafe. So all you got to put in, www. and you don't even need the W's really. Open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live. That will take you right into tonight's live, and you can join us in the chat. I see Manor's in there, Jasmina, one of our other regulars, Dasha, Maria's in there, Ellie's in there. Oh my gosh. So many people. And I didn't know how this was going to work out. I thought maybe no one would be in here, right? But just use that URL, get in the chat with us. That way you can chat back and forth live, okay? And you don't have to wait for, you know, me to pick up the phone call to actually say something in the chat, right? And then you can ask right there in the chat. Maybe you can't dial in for some reason. We have a lot of people listening around the globe, Far East, Near East, like India, a lot of people from India, the Middle East. We have people from Europe. We have people from UK. We have people from Australia, New Zealand. I mean, South America, North America, you name it. We've had callers from all around the world, but a lot of times they can't call in, and so they just join us in the chat. Marjorie's in there. Hi, Marjorie. Glad to see you. So if you can't dial in, here, let me take another sip here. We are in a cafe after all. If you can't dial in, go in the chat there. And if you want like a general message of some kind, you know, say, hey, Dax, can I please have a message from the universe? If you have a very specific question, and I'm going to tell you right now, I prefer very specific questions about very specific areas. It's better for tarot. You know, if I had 40 minutes with you, I could start off with a big, long general reading and then get into the nitty gritty. And if I was using Oracle cards, but I don't use Oracle cards, and my guest co-host that was going to be on with me tonight does, but she's unfortunately not here. So get really specific. Try to narrow it down to one or two lines, you know, be concise with your question. I already got a question from Jasmina way before we even started, but I'm going to do the numerology of the day, cards of the day, then Jasmina's question, and then everybody else's, and take phone calls. Oh, and we have some people popping in. I got an area code 917. There's a whole bunch of other ones, but they're just listening. They have not raised their hand. So once again, I'm going to say, if you want to be live on air with me, it's not enough just to dial in. You got to push one on your dial pad after you dial in. That puts you up in the caller queue. And I'll get to the phone calls as soon as I can. Please bear with us, okay? It's just me tonight. And I don't even have, because it's a different time, you know, a lot of my moderators aren't here, and I'm hoping that some of them will jump in. I know that Charlotte was going to join me. Actually, you know, here, live on air, I'm going to jump on here and say to Charlotte that the show has started, and I'm going to give her that same link, psychic.cafe/live, and so she can join us live on the show maybe and help me moderate the chat here. Yes. Okay. So how's everybody doing today? Like I said, you know, I normally, when we're on during the morning, you know, I'm here in the morning, so, you know, I will do the cards of the day, numerology of the day. I pulled for tomorrow, and I looked at the numerology for tomorrow. Tomorrow is, it's the 28th, so 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1, so one energy from the day, but I also like to look at the whole day. I mean, a lot of numerologists, they just go with what day it is. And what's that number energy? I look at that plus the entire date because I think that's more pinpointed and more significant, at least in my mind. So March 3, and then we already said it's the one energy. 1 plus 3 is 4, and we already know, if you've been listening to the show, all the shows, we've been discussing the world year number of 8, prosperity and abundance, since January, right? So we already know that 2024 reduces to an 8 energy. 8 plus 4, you get that 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So creativity and communication tomorrow, new beginnings, self, leadership, all those qualities, that one energy tomorrow. So that's what's going to be happening. And I got the Magician card, yes, and we all know what that means, right? Okay, first of all, it's card number one, fits right in with that one energy tomorrow, new beginnings, but also manifesting things and, you know, taking the reins and so forth like that. And, you know, the Magician's all about manifesting. He has all the physical elements on his table here. He's drawing down cosmic energy and he's directing it with his pointer finger there in his left hand. So he is, he's manifesting. He's creating. Okay. Now, before I pulled the card of the day though, when I, for those of you that are new, and a lot of you probably are, because like I said, brand new times we're testing out here. So when I cut the deck and I put the top part on the bottom, when I cut it, that card underneath is what's called the heart of the matter. And sometimes that's, important to the message that you get when you're actually pulling the cards for the spread. Sometimes it's the whole thing. I mean, you don't even need the other cards. They're just kind of, you know, icing on the cake. I got the Seven of Cups. Seven is that seeker energy, right? And there's a lot of things going on here. Sometimes the Seven of Cups is talking about fantasy, illusions. Interestingly, what does a magician do? Illusions. That's right. Also, there's a lot of choices here. Seven of Cups is about choices. And then, you know, if you put these two things together, okay, another thing about the Magician is skills and abilities. And I think this might be hinting that a lot of you need to, you know, stop with any kind of fantasy or illusion or illusions around what you're trying to do and the various skills and abilities. And you've got to, you know, get out of the all of this multitude. It's nice to have choices, but you need to narrow it down and focus in on one area, a skill or ability or a series, or I shouldn't say it that way, a skill or an ability or a group of skills and abilities relating to one specific thing, and concentrate on, focus on that tomorrow and building that up. Okay. So that's what I'm getting in the cards here. And now I got to pop them back in the deck and do some shuffling and do Jasminas. Oh, before I go on, I wanted to pop back in chat here to let you know. So basically Michelle Matheny was going to be my guest co-host, but unfortunately she had an emergency and so she had to rush off. Actually, she had to drive all the way to Reno. She calls her untwin twin. So basically a really close friend and like twins. She says twins in every fashion other than we were born to different parents. So her untwin twin apparently is on life support and she's got to make the drive to Reno and say her goodbyes. So, you know, all of our thoughts and wishes and prayers are with Michelle and her friend, her untwin twin. We won't find out more till we hear back from Michelle, but yeah, it's a terrible thing. Just happened like, you know, seconds before doing the show, you know, she had to rush off. And so here I am doing this solo. Yeah, that's another thing. Doing it solo. Who else is coming in? Oh, Ladybug's in. And Metacrazy. Hi, Metacrazy. Yes, Metacrazy is Jill, one of our lifetime members. And you can check out her page, actually. And if you're a lifetime member or a premium member, you get a custom URL to your profile on Psychic Cafe. You can literally set up your whole, where is it? Over here. You can set up your whole business, you know, on the Psychic Cafe if you're like new or you don't want to build a website. It's fantastic. So hers is psychic.cafe/Jill. And I'm going to pop that in chat for everybody. Hey, Jill, how's everything going tonight? What do you think? Let me know. Evening show. We're seeing how this works. We're seeing, you know, what callers we get. The phone lines are really lighting up like a Christmas tree right now. You know, during the week, we stopped doing the simulcast. We were only doing shows in YouTube and using the chat. And the reason for that was we were having a lot of technical issues with Blog Talk. But beyond that, we were also getting a lot of crank callers. So if you're holding on the line there and you're going to do a crank call, please, you know, save us all of the time and the BS, you know, because I literally have my finger on the X. You know, there's a button on the switchboard. I just go click, you're gone. I mean, you're not going to get anything out. So, you know, it's not even worth it. But this is the thing. We've been doing radio for 14 years. And I could count on a couple of fingers, you know, the number of crank callers we had in 14 years. But over the last couple of weeks, I have to use more than one hand now, you know, and I'm like, what is going on? So that plus coupled with a lot of the technical problems we were having, sometimes we couldn't get through to Blog Talk, to the switchboard, things like that. We decided to just do YouTube Lives during the week. And then on the weekend shows, we were doing the simulcast with Blog Talk and YouTube. But because we're testing the waters, because we're trying this out, we decided to go ahead. Actually, Michelle and I talked it over and decided to go ahead and try to, you know, do the simulcast and use the phone lines. We have 50 phone lines, folks. You can all call in 714-816-4628. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll bring it back during the week. You know, maybe we'll do more evening shows. Maybe we'll go back and forth, you know, a day, one day we'll do it the regular time, another day at night. So Michelle and I had decided, and Michelle couldn't make it, as I just explained, but hey, you know, I said, I'm just going to go for it with the phone call. So we're going to be bringing people on in a second. Yes, grab your coffee or tea. And, oh, by the way, for those of you that are new, and a lot of you are, in addition to asking questions about things going on in your life, and by the way, I've been the president of the Tarot Guild for 20 years, so I specialize in coaching spiritual entrepreneurs, tarot readers, professional tarot readers, professional psychic advisors, psychic mediums, and so forth like that. So if you have any questions about your business or want me to pull cards on it or do a little coaching, I'm open to it. Okay. Also, the other thing is, in general, we have the floor open during these shows. We created these shows 14 years ago for the Guild because the idea was to have a live on-air newsletter. So instead of sending stuff out to you, which everybody hates getting it in their email box and flooded and reading all this stuff, we do this and you can come join us and find out what's going on at the Guild. And you can ask all your questions here live. Now, we also do on Sundays, we do a live Zoom session where we do a discussion and a Q&A and sometimes a workshop. So we have that plus all these shows all week long. So you have a question about tarot in general, how it works, about a specific card, spreads, becoming a professional reader, getting certified. The Guild, we are an actual, you know, professionals organization. We certify people as certified tarot readers, certified psychic advisors, life coaches, and a whole bunch more. And so if you have questions about that, you can ask it in the chat. You can ask questions in the chat about numerology. I'm also a certified clinical hypnotherapist and life coach. So if you have questions about life coaching, maybe you thought about becoming a life coach. We're actually working on I just started it, getting it going, working on a new life coaching course for the Guild and Psychic Cafe. Psychic Cafe, by the way, is our brand new community website that we have out there. And you're welcome to come and join. It's free. Psychic.cafe, just type that in. Psychic.cafe, don't need anything else. Yeah, it's not a .com. You don't need the www. It's just psychic.cafe. It'll get you there. Sign up for free, and you can chat with all of us and hang out with us there and find out when the shows and the different workshops and things you can attend and learn and all that kind of thing. But here on these shows, you can ask these questions too. You want to ask about being a member of the guild. By the way, it's called the Tarot Guild. It's been around for 20 years. But we opened up to any psychic or spiritual practitioner of any kind. I mean, from crystal keepers, practitioners, to NLP practitioners, hypnosis, to Reiki, psychic mediums, animal communicators, astrologers. You're all welcome. And by the way, we have a whole system where you can put your business on Psychic Cafe. You can get on these shows with us as a co-host. Ask me about it. And we are actively looking for, we want to expand beyond numerology and tarot. We want to get animal communicators. Are you a great astrologer? Do you have a background in that? You know, maybe there's, you know, something else you do. You're a psychic medium, a channel. You know, Catherine Hahn on the Friday shows, Compassionate Light, she is a spiritual channel. And she channels all kinds of entities and angels and past loved ones and so forth. And if you would want to come on and do a show, let us know. And we can get you on YouTube, simulcasting on radio. We'll set you all up. And also we're looking for people that want to do like a course that relates to what their show's main focus is. So let's say you're an astrologer. Your show is, your main focus is astrology. We would love to host an astrology course for you, promote it for you, do some free workshops on that topic and get people jazzed about doing astrology and then have them take the course. And that's how that all works. Yes, it's a whole system. Anything's fair game to ask in the chat. Now, got a lot of phone calls and I'm going back and forth between the switchboard on YouTube. The switchboard on Blog Talk and the chat on YouTube. And so I may or may not get to you, okay? So, you know, if you put your question in, put it in once in the chat and have some patience because it's going to take me a while to get to you, okay? There is a secret way, though. I guess I should mention this at the top before I get going. And let me see if I can bring up the banner for you. I'm just going to click on that. There we go. You can grab me a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee. That's our coffee page. Yes, it's our tip jar. That's right. But you can buy me a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee. And maybe you're just enjoying the show. Maybe you're learning something new about tarot, numerology, other psychic sciences, things we talk about. Maybe you got a great reading and you want to send me some love. That's how you do it. And for all of our hosts on the network, you know, you can tip them this way, you know, and just let me know that it's for this host or that host, et cetera. Usually I get it that day and I know who was on that day. So that's our tip jar. You can send in a tip anytime. But here's the secret. You can go over there right now, psychic.cafe/coffee, and not just for tonight, but also for like tomorrow's show, which, by the way, is going to be at our regular time, 11 a.m., and that's West Coast time, and so it's going to be 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. You can let me know you bought me a cup of coffee. I'm going to take your call first or your question in chat first. It's kind of like Super Chat that a lot of them do on YouTube. We're trying to get up to the 500 subscribers, so please subscribe. We're trying to get up to that number and 3,000 watch hours so we can do Super Chats. Right now, this is our Super Chat, the coffee page. Go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, buy me a cup of coffee, and either tell me you're going to be on tomorrow in the chat, or here's my area code, I'm calling in, or you can do it even right now. You can go over there, grab me a cup of coffee, and put it in the chat on YouTube. Remember this, the URL to get you over there, psychic.cafe/live, psychic.cafe/live to get into the live, and then in the chat there, say, hey, it's Jim, area code 619, just bought you a cup of coffee. I'm going to take your call first, no waiting, spend more time with you, and on whatever topic we're talking about, you can ask more than one question even. Yes, we've been spending about double, triple the amount of time with the folks that buy us a cup of coffee. Yeah. So give me just a second. I want to set that up because I forgot to bring that page up. And sometimes I forget to do it. I got to bring up our Square processor. So when folks send in a cup of coffee live, I can bring them right on, no waiting, or their question in chat right away, no waiting. Okay, so right now I'm going to, before I go to the phone lines, hang in there, folks. I got area code 917 first, 646, and then a whole bunch of other ones, 415, 434. You're all coming up, folks. Don't worry about it. But Jasmina had her question in way before, and she was asking for a general reading about her job. Basically, she had said, my current job, and I want to know if I'll be promoted. I just started months ago, so just some months ago. And hey, it is looking really good. So what I'm getting, Jasmina, in the cards is most likely you're going to get promoted. Now, I drew all these cards and I got, let's see, I got, one, two, three, four. I got four yeses out of five. That's a strong yes. Okay. That's pretty damn good. And then the Three of Cups is the central focus card. Celebration. Celebrating. Yeah. I think it's happening. I think it's coming. It's coming your way. Here's the thing. Eight of Pentacles. Eight is abundance. That's another indicator. Eight is abundance in numerology. But look at that. You're hard at work. That's the key, you know. Put in the extra effort right now is what you need to do. Be careful. Don't overdo things, though. The Ten of Wands is saying you're making progress towards your goal. You're almost there. Hang in there, okay? And if you have to, you know, take a few irons out of the fire, you might have to do that. You might have to refocus your energies right now. So you have all this other stuff going on in your life. Maybe you need to focus on the work and then see what happens, you know, and, you know, go for the promotion. Go for the promotion. Now, here's another weird thing coming in, though. Four of Cups. Four is structure in numerology. Okay. And, oh, by the way, I forgot, because a lot of people came in after I'd already started the show. I want to let you all know that we're going to be talking about life paths. That's kind of like sun signs and astrology, only for numerology. It's part of, it's one of the nine numbers in your numerology chart. And it's really important. And I love life paths even more than sun signs. I'm not into astrology, you know, so, but even so, I know, you know, we all know our sun signs, right? I'm a Gemini, you know, we all know if we're a Sagittarius or a Libra, whatever, you know, but the connections with the numbers are so much more powerful for me. And we'll talk a little bit about that and how to calculate it. We're gonna, it comes from your birth date. So have your birth date ready, like you don't know your birth date. I know. Anyway, but four, structure. Okay. So it may be hinting towards a couple of things. One is look at the attitude in the card here. Arms folded, you know, not super happy. Traditionally, what this card means is there's these, and you know, cups are emotions. It's how we're feeling about the situation. And there's all these opportunities down here that we're not too thrilled with. And he's looking down at these cups, but he or she is not looking off to the right where coming out of the cloud. So you can say, you know, from your angels, your higher self, your guides, the G.O.D. Yes, I do. God is an acronym, the grand ocean of divinity. We'll explain that on another show. Anyway, here comes out this other opportunity. It's like there's another opportunity, Jasmina, that you may be missing there. I just want to throw that out. Okay, so because we have so many calls and questions in chat, I'm going to hold off on the life path thing. However, if it gets too crazy in here, I may even move it. I may even move it to another day, like do it tomorrow or something like that. But I know some of you probably came here for that. So you let me know in the chat, you know, what you think. Let me look here real quick. I think Maria was next. My question is, what do I need to know about my career prospects in my current place of employment? Trying to keep my options open. Is it the current? I don't know. Maria, I'm getting this feeling. Look, Ten of Swords is the first thing I pulled. And it's like beating a dead horse. Something has completely ended. Now, it's not a bad thing. Look, you got the dark clouds, but they're going away. See, they get grayer and then yellow. Okay, so yellow is optimism. And it's the color of optimism. And this is a new day dawning in the background. It's similar to the death card. You get the death card like, oh, death card. It's a card of transition. One door closes, another door opens, and the sun is always dawning in the background, both on the death card and the Ten of Swords, the two cards that no one wants to get in the deck. And you don't want to get this sword, this Ten of Swords next to the King of Swords, because King of Swords is usually like a surgeon, so you're getting back surgery. Just kidding. It doesn't always mean that, but yeah, it's a possibility. Anyway, this can mean one of two things. Either you're transitioning, one thing's ending, a new thing's going to be beginning, which could be a good thing, you know, good career prospects in your current place of employment. I got to tell you, the first thing that popped in my head when I saw this, though, was not that. The other possibility is, yeah, you know, it's good to look elsewhere. If there's any issues with your current job that deal with, you know, it's wands. It's you're showing up as the Queen of Wands. See the cat down here? That's a symbol of independence. Symbol of independence. So if anything's affecting your independence in the work sphere, and also wands is the fire energy, what you're passionate about, okay, take heed and notice of that, all right? You don't want to give up your independence. I see you looking elsewhere. Two of Wands, that's looking elsewhere. And, you know, once you decide, if you decide that you need to look elsewhere, then things happen really quickly. And look, again, the eight energy, abundance and prosperity, which, by the way, this year is all about abundance and prosperity. But to get in alignment with the world year energy of eight, sometimes it requires some drastic change and going in a new direction with a whole new thing. But things can happen quickly for you if you do that. So that's what I'm seeing there. And before I get my first phone call, Dasha wants to know, and Dasha's a regular. I really want to get hers in here. Let me double check, though, because if anybody bought a cup of coffee. Charlotte was saying buying Dax a cup of coffee is totally worth. Thanks, Charlotte. Yeah, I've seen him spend loads of time with that person. Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. That's the secret, you know. We're here giving back to the community. You know, I'm a professional hypnotherapist, life coach, and psychic advisor. And I charge for this stuff, you know. So here I am giving it back to everybody free. So, if you buy me a cup of coffee, yeah, you're going to the top of the caller queue or the top of the question list. Hey, Charlotte, I'm glad you're in there. I was just talking about you earlier. You and Ellie, because you guys are my moderators tonight, because Dan and Michelle, you know what happened. Yeah. Poor Michelle and her friend. Oh, gosh. Ellie. Oh, Charlotte says, Ellie, I love your calming presence. She does have a calming presence. I'm trying to get her on. See, I have an open show this Saturday, and I also have a show. I'm going to do a couple of evening shows next week. And so I'm trying to get Ellie either on the Saturday regular time show during the day or one of the evening shows next week or both. Yes, both, please. And Charlotte, you need to come on. Yeah. Jasmina says, amazing read. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. I am working hard. Yes. Got the muscle going. All righty. Let me go back here real quick. Everybody on the phone lines, hang in there. I'm going to take you next. Man, the phone lines are filling up. This was a good move. What do you think? All of my regulars, Meta Crazy, that's Jill, Charlotte, Ladybug. Who else is a regular? I mean, Ellie's in there, of course. Ellie, all you people that are regulars, what do you think about the evening shows? And I'm and Daisha and all these regulars. I'm so glad that you. I mean, I didn't even know if you guys would be available because you're always during the day. I didn't know if you'd be available at night. This is so cool. We're getting so many more calls and everything. Everybody, please, if you're new, please subscribe to the channel. I'm going to check that right now while we're listening. If you want to ever get to our channel and see the upcoming shows and, oh, my God, we have all kinds of free workshops for you to watch and all kinds of stuff on the channel, not just these lives, you know. Go over to psychic.cafe/YouTube. psychic.cafe/YouTube, take you right over to the channel. You could also search for Psychic Talk on YouTube. Now, I've noticed something when you do the search, you may have to hit filters and hit channels to find our channel because there's so much psychic stuff. It sees that first word, psychic, when you search Psychic Talk, and it just gives you a flood of stuff that has nothing to do with us. Look for the purple with the microphone, the radio microphone, and the tarot cards in the back, Psychic Talk logo. Okay. And I just wanted to check. Oh, we have jumped. We jumped from 480-something to 491. We only need 9 more subscribers. We're going to hit that 500. And there are 618 videos to watch. And they're all, you know, we have all these individual shows on the network. And they're in those, what do they call them? They're in playlists. And also, if you're on a laptop, there's an arrow. You can arrow over to other playlists. You'll find there's a whole playlist for workshops alone. So pick a few workshops that you're interested in, watch through them, like them, and that's going to boost our watch time and help us with the algorithm because you liked it. Yes. Don't forget to subscribe. And also each show, like The Angelic View, Wisdom of the Soul, Michelle's Mystic Corner, Compassionate Light Radio, Magic Universe, you know, they all have their own playlist on the channel. And then Psychic Talk is actually our podcast, which is also under playlists on the channel there. It's under where it says past shows, workshops, reviews, interviews. And all of our shows you'll find under Psychic Talk because that's what goes out to the podcasts on YouTube and simulcasting on Blog Talk. So it goes out to iTunes and Podbean and, you know, all your favorite places to get podcasts if you want to sign up for that. Okay, let me jump back here real quick because I take the questions in the order that they come in. And I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Da, da, da. Okay, we didn't. I think we did Maria's, right? Career prospects. Yeah, we just did that one. So Daisha, what does my spirit guides and ancestors want me to know at this time? I think, yes, that I believe is the next thing. Okay. A couple of different things. Right off the bat, whatever you're dealing with, okay, and I don't know if this is the ancestors or the guides. You know, when I saw ancestors, that's the first thing that lit up. Anyway, but they want you to know that you have the high ground, okay? And 7 is the seeker energy. You know, hold on to that seeker energy, you know, be the curious person. And by the way, stand your ground, anything that's happening, if you feel like you're being attacked from all sides, whatever, you know, again, it's wands, it's the fire energy, you know, what are you passionate about? Stand up for your passions, it's talking about. Also wants to talk, a little bit wants to come in about finances and so forth. I got a couple of pentacles going on here. King of Pentacles. And but actually, I feel like this is where you want to get to. Okay. And then the Three of Pentacles, working on a project or within a partnership or something like that. Do not be afraid of partnering up. Or if it's not about being afraid, maybe you just never thought of it. Okay, so that's the message is coming through. The power in, you know, they say two heads are better than one. You know, well, you know, three, where is that card? Three heads or four or five or even better, you know. So, you know, partner with. Have you thought about that? Oh, and by the way, King of Pentacles that I got could also be indicating that, you might want to partner with somebody that already has expertise in that area, you know, and can help you along and everything. Maynor asked if they could ask a question. Again, you do not have to ask a question. In the chat, just type in, Dax, here's my question. I'd like to know, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, one or two sentences, make it really, really concise. Or say, hey, Dax, can you give me a message from the universe? Or like Daisha just did, can you give me a message from, you know, what do my spirit guides, my angels, my ancestors want me to know right now? So just pop it in there. And I will get to that. Oh, and there we go. Habib's feelings for me. Okay, before I do that, though, I'm going to start going to these fabulous phone lines. Thanks so many. There goes my hold on. I just lost the studio, but I got it back. Hey, I want to thank everybody for calling in. This is so fun. We're going to go to 917. Are you there, caller? Hello, 917. I know it's been a bit. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, the switchboard is doing the circle-y thing. You know, when you click the button and it doesn't want to quite connect. Oh, there it goes. It connected. Are you there, 917? Going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, come back to you. No problem. So now get ready, everybody. Everybody that's listening out there, you're called in. You're 646-434-505. I'm coming to you next. So, yeah. Oh, gosh. What was I going to do? Oh, I know. HTTPS psychic.cafe / And I'm going to put in the coffee link. I'm also going to put in our sale link because we have a sale that's going away soon. You can join the guild for $39 for life. It's a lifetime membership, normally $297. It's 75% off right now. One payment is $78. That's the number of cards in the tarot deck. But I broke it up into two payments. So you can either do the one payment of $78 or break it up into $39 now, $39 in a month. And then you're paid up for life. And I'll tell you all about that later. But I'm going to pop that in the chat right now so everybody can go and peruse the sale while we're taking phone calls. Okay, 717 wasn't ready. We're going to go to 646. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. I hear something. Six, four, six. I can hear myself. I think that they're listening way behind. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, 646, because there's such a huge delay, by the way, folks, just so you know. That's why if you call in, stay on the phone. You're watching on YouTube, turn the volume down, listen on the phone, because there's a slight delay on the phone switchboard between what I'm saying and when you're hearing it. But on YouTube, it's huge. It's like several seconds at least. So, you know, I'm going to call for you and you're not going to hear me for about 8 seconds or something like that, you know. So I can't do that on every call. All right. Okay. So guys, get ready because I'm going to go right to you right now. So if you're in the caller queue and you're hearing me right now, pick up the phone line because we're doing phones. Yes. So let's go to 917 again. Hey, 917, are you there? Hello? Caller 917, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, I don't know what's going on with them. They're probably way, way, way not hearing or something. I don't know. Maybe they called in and then went to make dinner. I'm going to try area code 434. Area code 434.
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Khalil Reed.
I'm sorry?
Khalil Reed.
And Khalil, I'm Virginia. Not under here. Oh, okay.
Khalil, like Khalil,
yeah, wasn't quite... Khalil? Yeah, it's not making sense to me, sir.
My name's Khalil, like Khalil Gibran.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool. So what's your question, Khalil?
There was a neighbor a long time ago that picked me up in a Jeep Cherokee, and I got a good feeling about this person before getting in the Jeep, and I saw a bunch of suits hanging up, and the back was a mess. And I only saw them twice. And the second time, because that person has a kid, second time they were riding a bike with wraparound sunglasses on. And basically they lived in the same neighborhood I did. And they said, us neighbors have to help each other out. And I got a good feeling about this person. And if I don't feel something about a person, like whether they're good or something, I don't be involved.
Right.
And basically... I had a feeling that was probably a regular teacher or like a firefighter or something like that. But yeah, they had a bunch of suits in the back and they basically drove a Jeep Cherokee. And I saw a Cherokee in the same neighborhood, exact same neighborhood. And I was wondering if that was the same Jeep or if that was a different Jeep, because I couldn't tell because it was the same color and it was a Jeep, but I couldn't tell if that was the same person or if I got the Jeeps mixed up, because there's more than one Jeep that's in the neighborhood. There's also a regular Cherokee. And I was just wondering if that was the same person. And because I wanted to thank them. And also, like, I just get a good feeling about people. And I get a bad feeling about people that aren't nice, good feeling about people that are nice. So I was just wondering if that was the same person, same Jeep.
Oh, interesting. That's an interesting. We don't get questions like that very often. Hang on just a second, Khalil.
Okay.
Got to get my coffee. We are in the Psychic Cafe. Okay, so I got the Tower card on. And I'm getting the feeling that was not the same Jeep, but then I get the Four of Swords. And the feeling I'm getting from the Four of Swords is that if you wait a little bit and, you know, in other words, take a step back from the situation, don't intently look for it, and when you stop looking for it and you're just casually around the neighborhood, you're going to spot the correct one. But I'm getting the feeling with the Tower card that it wasn't the correct one.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you. And I get the feeling. I'm also sorry about that.
Oh, I just was going to tell you that the other card that I got was for the person, and I got the High Priestess. And that is very, very positive. I think that this is a very nice person. You know, might even be someone that's on the psychic side herself or himself.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a guy or. But yeah.
It was a
so
woman,
I hope that helped
and they
you
had
out.
A bunch of, it did. It just surprised me. They had a bunch of suits in the back, and I barely see them at all. But I will take your advice.
Huh. Awesome. Yeah. And then you can call back in. Let us know what happened. If you happen to see us, you know, you could call in and let us know. We love callbacks. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Khalil. We're going to move on to area code 505 and see if the caller's there. Area code 505. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hi. My name is Patricia, calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hello, Patricia. How are you doing?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to, I'm in between homes. I'm in a homeless shelter. Long story short, this is the second one. I need to, and it's very, very oppressive, these rules and everything, and they're seeming to nitpick a certain one. But I need to find out. I keep getting like a message, or I was the one I was in previous. There was a person there that worked there, and there may have been some attraction. I did not pursue it, but I keep getting the message that's been. I woke up at 4:04 this morning, and it was a lot of downloads.
Oh wow!
And that was one of them. And so I just want to verify that it is true that, well, one, I was going to be moving to my own place. I'm still trying to figure out and get the money together, but this person would be helping me. So
Let's see. Oh, dear. Hold on. Okay. Let's see what's going on. You know... It's really, really strong that this person's going to be helping you for sure. Now, I still see you looking a little bit because the Two of Wands comes up along with the Four of Swords that we just got from Khalil. You know, I shuffled, I swear, but it came. It's weird. It's another step back delay, just a little bit of a delay there. But then I've got two major arcana cards. First of all, the Star card, which is literally hope, and it's card 17. 1 + 7 = 8. 8 is abundance and prosperity in numerology. There are 8 stars. Each star has 8 rays coming off of it. This card is traditionally called the card of hope, and it's really important to focus on the hope. That's the message coming through. How this is all going to happen exactly, like I said, I think it's definitely that person. I think you really have a connection there. The Moon card shows up, though, saying that the timing and the exact place and all that kind of stuff is just not clear yet. That means more work is left to be done. That's, I call it my central focus card. It's the card that's in the very middle of the spread. And it's the Moon card. Things are not super clear there. However, the Ace of Cups shows up, which is a new opportunity. And this could be double duty. This could be a new romantic opportunity and a new living situation, which is really cool. I love that. I love that. And the timing card is that Two of Wands I mentioned earlier. You know, the guy has the world in his hand, and he's, you know, up on the precipice, and he's looking out, he's searching, which is kind of what you're doing, you know, trying to set that up, a new living situation. And the timing on this feels like 2 weeks is what I'm getting. It could take that long. It could be sooner. You know, you can make it manifest faster. You can make it manifest in a couple of days. But the first thing that popped in my head with the timing card was 2 weeks. And then I did get a Heart of the Matter card on this, and it's the Seven of Swords. This is just a little bit of a warning. Again, it's the Seven energy, which is the seeker, which again is what you were doing, right? But this card traditionally is about some stuff going on in the background that we're not seeing. So the fact that I got this and the Moon card gives me pause. It makes me say, okay, whatever you're doing, you know, with this person that might be helping you, the different ways you're looking, the people that are helping you look, things like that, you know, be really careful, you know, dot all the I's, cross all the T's. I don't know. There might be something a little shady to be on the watch, you know, the lookout for. I don't think it's that guy or individual that you were talking about at the beginning, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's something
else.
Because
that's
what I'm getting, Patricia.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying that the case manager would be bad or negative or sly or but it's a little hint warning coming from the universe just to keep your eyeballs on everything going on. So anyway, I hope that helped you out, Patricia.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. And hopefully you'll find something really soon, and then you can call back in the show and say, hey, it's Patricia, and I got a place. You know, I'm going to try the 917 again, guys. What do you think? I should try it. You know, I'm going to look in the chat here. What's everybody saying? Oh, Jazzbinder's a new person in the chat. And, okay. Yeah. That's cool. Ellie says we should have a 500 subscriber show where we get a bunch of hosts to pull cards live for calls and chat questions. Yes, let's do that, Ellie. Let's totally do that. Plus, I am getting, you know, help from people. Like, I know Ellie's going to start doing videos again. I know Michelle's working on that, and, you know, we need to get them up on the channel. We need a lot of little, like, content, short ones, you know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, you know, maybe 10 to 20 tops, you know, 15. But I'm thinking more like, you know, quick little 8-minute tutorials or things about different spreads, different cards, how to build up psychic ability, whatever, you know. And also readings. People love the readings. Oh, my God. It's so crazy. If one of our people, one of you guys out there, one of our regulars or hosts or someone wants to do, you know, weekly astrological pulls or, you know, something like that. I'm thinking of doing weekly numerical life path pulls, which is actually just happens to be the topic that I was maybe going to get to. I don't know. We're already an hour in. I may or may not get to that. But, yeah, we just need to build up, you know, so that people can watch these things and we build up the watch time. And then before you know it, we will be monetized. That is the cool thing. Okay, see, I got to scroll back here so I don't forget Maynor's question. We're going to try the 917 again. Hello, area code 917. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 917. Wow. Okay, I don't know if there's... Oh, actually, there's two 917s on here now. That is weird. The same number's on here twice. They might have dialed back in, so let me try this one. Hello, caller. Are you there, 917? Area code 917. Wow. I do not know what's going on. Okay, 917, I'm going to say this. Hang up and call back in. I'm going to hang up the extra line because there's like two lines you're dialed into. Call back in and I'll take your call right away, 917. Okay, so we're going to do that, and we're going to go to 509. Caller.
Hello,
509.
How are you guys?
Caller, Good. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Washington State.
I didn't hear the name. Did you say Mindy?
Yeah, Mindy.
Oh, okay. I did hear it then. Okay. From Washington. Yeah, I have a sister who lives in Washington, not the Seattle side. But I lived in Seattle and Lake Stevens.
That's right.
I
remember talking to you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember there being a Mindy.
Yes.
What's been going on? How's everything been going?
Oh, it's just a freaking headache. I'm not really sure how it's going. I was hoping that maybe you could tell me. I never know what's going on, but I do. I know what's going on, but I just don't know, you know, the reasons and the drive for all of it. So, yeah, I guess I'm getting evicted. So I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Well, you have to have some reason they're giving you. What's going on?
Well,
with
they
that?
Said it
what
was.
What did they say?
They said it was because I have duct tape up on my RV, but I don't have duct tape
okay.
on my RV, and I had it winterized, and I took that down. But it's I've never paid rent late ever. I've been here for 2.5 years, so it just seems really. It seems like there's a deeper reason that I'm just not understanding. Because she's wanting to go
yeah.
straight to court rather than try to work anything out, which which these people so I don't know. I feel like they kind of discriminate against people, and I you know, raised my voice about it a little bit because it hurt my feelings, and so I didn't really raise my voice to them. I raised my voice to the attorney general, and I think that ruffled the feathers of, you know, the management. So she's like, bye-bye. But, I mean, she doesn't have the full story either. So, you know, professionalism across the board is having two sides of the story because the truth is in the middle, usually somewhere, you know. So it's like it would be, you know, to do diligence and talk to both parties, you know, when there's an issue or whatever, if one person has an issue, especially a tenant, because they're paying, you know what I mean?
So I'm getting the King of
so
Pentacles,
I don't know.
The powers that be, and I got the King of Pentacles, that's the powers that be, and then I got the Knight of Cups and the Knight of Swords right next to each other. I'm going to show everybody that's watching on YouTube, because look how the Knight of Swords is rushing in right on top of the Knight of Cups. Cups is emotions, swords, thoughts, and ideas. We've got emotions. We've got thoughts and ideas. We've got people coming and going, crossing each other. This is a mess right here, okay? And then what the tarot says is, first of all, the Heart of the Matter card I got was the Nine of Wands. Now, today just happens to be nine energy from the 27th, and it's, you know, what can you let go of? And it's almost like the universe is saying, hey, you know, this may just be something you need to let go of. Now, this is the thing in the Nine of Wands, he's got a bandage on his head. He's holding on to that ninth wand. It's actually a staff. And behind him is the eight staves lined up perfectly. Now, eight is the number of abundance. Okay. So traditionally in the Eight of Wands, you know, this person's been through the ringer, you know, they know what's going on, you know, and they have all the skills and abilities they need. They don't need that situation. They can move on to another situation. But if you look at the expression on his face, I mean, yeah, he's not happy about it, you know, and
as
but,
long as there's no
hey,
seven behind the eight. As long as there's no seven behind
right.
the eight, because 7, 8, 9, that would be really terrible, you know, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, and then this is the thing, though, back to the spread. That was just the Heart of the Matter card that's not involved with the spread. That's involved with the shuffling.
Oh.
But it gives you a little hint. But the other thing is, in addition to all these other cards and craziness and people, I got these other two cards talking. This is a message for you. And I've got the King of Cups and the Strength card. And whenever you got these two cards together, I mean, just the Strength card alone is telling you, you know, you got to hold on, inner strength, fortitude. And then just the King of Cups by himself, you know, this is somebody that is, you know, in control of their emotions. They're not, you know, the whole seas are crashing all around him. Boats and sea life are being pushed out of the sea. Meanwhile, he's sitting on this rock solid, I mean, literally a throne made out of stone, you know, I mean, rock solid. This guy's rock solid as far as the emotions. But now if you get these two cards together, the Strength card and the King of Cups, I mean, that is a very clear message from the universe. It's like, look, Mindy, you know, you gotta be, you know, the one that holds on to their emotions, you know, and has the inner fortitude to move forward and stays in control, you know, and doesn't lose it emotionally and everything like that. So that's the advice coming
right.
through. It's not really telling us anything much about what's actually causing it. And, you know, a lot of times I don't get that kind of information. I think of that more as, I don't know. It's third parties. I don't like doing third party stuff. I don't like
yeah,
to get,
no, I get it.
Information, you know, from, I call it psychic peeping Tomming. And so, you know, the tarot knows I don't like that. And so the tarot doesn't give me that. Right. You know, but I do see
right,
the chaos.
The tarot knows
I mean,
what's best,
I,
so.
I've almost never seen two knights like running into each other like that. I mean, that is such a clusterfuck, you know, and I feel for you. I do.
Oh.
But honestly, you know, it being the 27th, it's a 9-day. It's like, what is no longer serving you? What do you have to let go of? And then I got that 9 of Wands, you know, it's just so obvious that you need to just think, okay, look, it's fighting an uphill battle. I just, you know, you hold on as long as you can with that strength card, because it is a major arcana card. But I don't know. I think this one might be a losing battle.
Oh, boy.
You
yeah,
got to call
really
us back
no
and let
reason.
Us know what's happened.
Okay, I
yeah.
will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It was nice chatting with you again, and I hope you liked our new time. You know, I'm still trying to figure this out. You know, this is the first time. I may do this again on Friday. Tomorrow I'm doing 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. But on Friday, it's Catherine's show, but she's away this month. You know, I just finally heard from her, and I still don't know when she's starting her shows up again. I think it's going to be the first week in March, so it might be like the 5th, Friday the 5th. I'm sorry, I'm looking at March. It's April. The 5th of April, it may be when she's back. But meanwhile, she's not doing shows this month. You know, it's spring break. There was a lot of illness in her family. Then they went on spring break and trips. And yeah, I understand. Right. But she'll be back eventually. Meanwhile, we can play. So I'm thinking of doing a evening show on Friday, which might be weird because it's a Friday. I don't know. We're testing out a whole bunch of stuff here. Let me know in the chat, all my regulars, what do you think about Friday in the evening? What do you think about Friday? Okay. And then what was I going to say? So Ellie, I don't know. Did you message me in there? I'm trying to see if Ellie's going to come on Saturday. Do you want to co-host on Saturday or do you want to come on one of the evening shows next week or both? Oh, Charlotte's finally over whatever was plaguing her for the past 5-7 days. And I can't wait to come on and co-host Loving the Cafe Peeps. Hey, Charlotte. Well, you know, you're always welcome. You could come on tomorrow. Or if you like the evening better, why not do the Friday evening show this Friday with me? How about that? Send me a message on Facebook in case I lose it here. Friday night, date night with Daxie. Don't you love that? Yeah, we could do this Friday if you wanted to. Mila's in there now. I see Mila's in there. Okay. And by the way, just so you all know, area code 917 got to call back in. Now, what I'm thinking is going on, this is what I was taught. Remember I said how I started doing the weekday shows, not simulcasting on radio, not having the phone lines? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about where people would call in but not be able to get through, or it would hang up on them, or we would hit live, turn their mic on and we couldn't hear them. You know, this is what I'm talking about, the weird stuff. But at least 917 was able to call back in. Let's see if we can bring them on. Area code 917, yay! Thank you for coming back. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 917. Now, the switchboard is doing the little circling thing, so on top of the button I just pushed, so give me a second for it to connect. Are you there, 917? Okay, 917, give me a second here. I'm gonna put you back on hold, and then I'm gonna click the button again because it was acting funny. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 917. Hello? Wow, you might need to call in from a different phone number, hun, because something's seriously not working. Yeah, going to put you back on hold. That is just strange. I am sorry. I do not know what's going on with that. Doing some more shuffling, doing some more cutting. Let's see what's going on here. So that question from, and it was way back. Give me a second, folks. Bear with me. I got to go all the way back up here. Don't want to miss any questions. We did Maria. We did Daisha. And it was Mayhor was asking about, because I took all those phone calls, Habib's current feelings. We're going to get a look at that. Okay. So this is what's going on with Habib. Habib is showing up as the, let me get my camera back up here, because I can't just throw cards up like I used to and show people. Why? Because this happens. I have to make sure I'm getting it in the right place, you know, so you can see the card. Yeah. Page of Pentacles. Okay. Look how intently he is staring at that pentacle. Couple things. Might not be true. Sometimes this means the person, you know, he could be chronologically younger than you, but if he's not, might be a little juvenile. Yeah, keep a lookout for that, but might not be. I'm just saying that's one of the traditional things. I'm not getting any hits on that. It just popped in my head. So maybe, I don't know. Okay. But the big thing here is he's staring at that pentacle. I feel like he's distracted. Okay, I don't think he's focused on you, not in a bad way, you know, he's not ignoring you on purpose, but he, and especially because it's Pentacles, he might just be busy with school or work or something like that. This is what's coming up. When you ask that question, his current feelings, I'm getting the Moon card again. Yes, that's come at least once, if not twice already tonight. When the Moon card shows up, a lot of times, it can have a lot of different meanings, but, you know, the main thing for me is I always get a feeling of shadows because, you know, it's not the bright sunlight. It's the sun bouncing off the moon and it's diffused and you get all these strange, you know, shadows and things aren't clear like they are in daylight. So what that tells me is that things are not clear with this whole situation with him. Is he distracted, maybe? Something like that. Now, caveat, however, is that I got the Star card again. I love the Star card. And it keeps showing up, you know, just like the Moon card. Anyway, so that's telling us that there is still hope for this, though. Mayhor or Mayhor. I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to say your name right, but I hope that helps you out. Hang in there. It, you know, all might not be as bad as it looks, you know. Remember, when sometimes, you know, other people are other people. They have lives besides just you, right? So, you know, people are going to get distracted, especially about the important things. So if they have kids, they could be distracted by the kids. In fact, the page showing up could indicate a kid. Another thing it could mean is your kid is distracting them. It could mean that work is distracting them. They're busy with work. You know, there's so many possibilities, you know. So look with fresh eyes at the situation with Habib. And then tell me what you see there, you know. Let's take a look. How are you, Dax? Oh, doing really great. Yes, I'm way back. Sorry. It takes forever to get through these chats. That's the bad thing. So I'm answering your comments, questions, and, you know, hellos and welcomes and how are you doings and everything like that way from way back. If you need a moderator, let me know. Oh, sure, Jill. But Charlotte came in right after that, so it's funny. Manifesting equals lots of smiley faces. Interesting. And then I had said hi to Ladybug. I saw her come in. Prayers to Michelle. Oh, and Metacritic said, you should have let me know. Well, I think she means about co-hosting. And yeah, I totally would have had you come on. But this is the thing, Jill, I found out last second. I mean, literally, we had it planned for Michelle to come on, and then she had to leave and drive to Reno. But we'll get you on here. In fact, you know, you can come on Friday night with Charlotte. It could be all the newbies. Or in Charlotte's case, someone that hasn't been on the air in a long, long time. You know, and we could all hang out. Let's see. Oh, and she posted on Facebook that we're live. Thanks for doing that. Yes, we all need to help each other out and post when we're all live on different things. Oh, and Ellie's doing a great job in there. I didn't even see, but that's the thing, Ellie, is I had to scroll down to even see that you were doing this. So she put in current list, Jasmina, Maria, Dacia, Maynor, all the ones that I got, and I'm done. And that's when I find out that you made the nice list for me. That's funny. Oh, my gosh. What else is going on? Hey, jump on the Lifetime membership, if you know, especially for your new people here. What that means, what does that mean? That means, you know, you could join the Psychic Cafe website for free, and you get your own profile, your own blog. You could use it as your own website without even... Yeah, it's fantastic. You do blog posts and everything like that. We'll even give you a custom URL, though, when you become a member and you get your membership certificate. So if you're a professional reader or, you know, a budding professional psychic advisor or something like that, you'll get your membership to the guild and be all official, have that, you know, rag on the wall. And then you can also get certified. And certifications included with the Lifetime membership. Now, the regular membership we're going to in 2 to 4 weeks, we're going to be switching over to subscription where you'll come on and you can join free and you can still hang out and you can still attend a lot of things and join free groups and look at all the articles and everything like that. But for full access to Psychic Cafe and getting your custom URL and you know, taking our workshops and panel discussions and getting your membership certificate. Plus, if you join as a Lifetime member, it's $39 now, $39 next month, and then it's life, you know. I mean, you can't even get a website for that. Even if you built your own website, you'd have to spend at least $10 for hosting a month. You know, our subscription is going to be less than that. But still, it's a monthly subscription. $78, and you are paid up for life. And you can break it up, as I said, into two payments. You can do one payment of $78 or two payments of $39. So $39 now, $39 in a month, and you're paid up. And unlike the subscription model, once we do the subscription, my course is going to be a separate price, a separate fee. Certification is going to be a separate fee. Right now, certification is included with the Lifetime membership. That saves you either two payments of $67 or one payment of $124. So a minimum of $124. My course is $297. You're saving $297. Yep, you're getting all that included. And plus, we promote your business. We do interviews with you. We'll give you a custom URL. It'll be psychic.cafe/your name. You can pick the name and it'll take them, you know, right to wherever you want them to, you know, to your profile, the about section on your profile where you can have buy buttons, and you can just use it as your own website. You don't have to have your own website if you don't want to. Maybe you're brand new, you haven't set that up yet, you don't know how to build one, you don't have, or you just don't have the time, or you don't have the money to, you know, pay someone to do it, right? We can set you up on Psychic Cafe, and there's going to be stores in the future. You're going to have your own store. You can do the whole thing, and you don't have to just be a tarot reader. It could be a numerologist, astrologer, psychic medium, animal communicator, anything along those lines. We're going to have the lifetime membership on sale for, like I said, I don't know, a week or two to maybe I'm halfway through April, you know, maybe the end of April. I'm not sure. I was going to end at the end of March, but I think I'm going to go at least a couple weeks more. And then when the sale's gone, not only is, you know, the 75% off the lifetime membership gone, but the lifetime membership is gone. That's right. We're pulling it. We're going to that subscription model. You might be able to pick up the lifetime membership on a special on, like, I don't know, early 2025, like for the new year. We might put it on sale for, we might make it available and have it on sale for like a couple of days, or Black Friday maybe. I don't know, but it's not going to be a regular thing like it's been all through 2023. We started in January of 2023, gave it a test run. It's been great, but we have a lot of lifetime members, and we have to service all of those lifetime members, and we can't afford it, you know, so we have to get back to making some money. So, you know, we're going to be selling the course separately. We're going to be selling certifications separately. And the membership is going to be a, you know, monthly subscription. All righty. Looking for, did I miss any questions? Ellie says, I love the idea of evening shows. And hey, it's going pretty good. We did get a lot of phone calls. Had that one problem with 917, but that's about it. But I want to get more of you guys coming on as co-hosts, because I can do these shows by myself, but, it's so much more fun doing it with other people. And I don't mean just one co-host, you know, 3, 4, 5 of you can come on at once. It's through Zoom. We could have all of your cameras up here, and, we can, you know, switch over to whoever's talking. It'll put that up automatically, you know, and switch cameras and then go back to the view of the gallery view of everybody. We can do all that kind of stuff, you know. So I would like to have it where, you know, Charlotte and Jill and Ellie and everybody is, you know, like all on here at the same time, you know, and it's more fun that way. It's just, and it's less tiring. It's very tiring and taxing. You know, it takes a lot out of you. Anyway, I'm probably going to be ending soon. So, and let me know, Charlotte, when you want to come on. Let me know if you want to come on Friday. Ellie, let me know if you want to come on Friday. Let me know if you want to come on Saturday afternoon. Or do you want to wait till next week, like one of the evening shows next week? And Jazvinder's question was, why do I keep seeing Ferris wheel? Very interesting. What is my spirit trying to tell me? Let me see if I can get something on that. Sometimes I can't, you know, because that's almost like dream interpretation. You know, it's like it's a lot of times, you know, and they have dream encyclopedias and everything like that. But I don't give them a lot of continence. I mean, you know, is that the right word? A lot. I don't know if I believe in. I don't know how to put it. Symbolism that people see that's being fed from the universe, your angels, your guides, however you want to look at it, coming to you during the day or especially in dreams. It's very, very person specific. Okay. Let's see what I can get here. First thing that popped in my head when you said Ferris wheel was I was seeing the Wheel of Fortune. So cycles within cycles. Everything that goes up must come down. Everything that goes down must go up. And that could be what the symbolism means, but maybe not. You know, it depends on what it means to you and what you're getting out of it, you know, more than what I'm getting out of it. But that's the first thing that comes to mind is something like the lessons from the Wheel of Fortune, you know. In other words, you don't want to be on the outer rim going up and down, up and down. You want to find your way to the center spoke, you know, along the spoke to the center of the wheel, the eye of the storm. And you want everything, you know, you're not going to stop cycles. It's going to keep going. But you want to be able to observe everything happening, going up and down, and it not affect you because you're in the eye. Exactly. Exactly. Getting a lot of threes. Remember I said, I was talking about tomorrow's energy, you know, is going to be creativity and communication. And I'm getting all these threes. Look at this. Some kind of heartache or anguish. This is probably something that's waning or already has gone away. In other words, the only vestiges left are what's in your head because it's swords, which are thoughts and ideas. It's not cups. And I point that out a lot because a lot of tarot readers, you know, go down this thing about the three of swords and, well, it's a love triangle and, you know, it's all this heartache and anguish and all these feelings, but it's not feelings. It's not a cups card. It's a swords card. It's thoughts and ideas. Anything you're holding on to right now, Jasvinda, it seems to have to do, you know, it's stuck in your thoughts. And again, with the Ferris wheel, with the cycles, you know, it's like you're overthinking that, but it's fading away. You know, that's one thing about this card. When this card shows up, unless there's other cards next to it that indicate that, you know, you're doing this whole reading about a current relationship and this comes up and there's other cards surrounding it, giving you the idea that, yes, there's a love triangle going on. In most times when this shows up, whatever it was is already fading. Okay. And with the Three of Cups, you know, this often comes up when, and, you know, I'm thinking of the Ferris wheel now from the other context of what is a Ferris wheel? Well, it's at a fair, right? It's at a amusement park, you know, and what is the Three of Cups? It's about going out, letting your hair down, going out with the family, friends, girls' night out, girls' afternoon out at the Ferris wheel. You know, I mean, who knows? Do you live near a Ferris wheel? I'm just saying. Anyway, if not, maybe you need to find one. You know, but anyway, the whole thing is having a good time, you know. And that leads to other things because it opens up the world. And what is the world? This is just crazy. You got to look at this. 21, 2 plus 1, 3. So the message seems to be observe the cycles and use your creativity and communication in a new venture because the Ace of Wands shows up. All right. And along with all of that creativity, another card, the Hanged Man, which is a thinking outside the box card. This guy has not been hung by people or someone. This guy has hung himself on purpose upside down to see the world 180 degrees upside down from everybody else to get a different perspective, a different context. That's what's coming through. You need to find a different context. You need to step out of the cycles and watch the cycles versus being stuck in the cycles. And all of these cards are creativity, thinking outside the box, different perspective, a new opportunity that you should be going down. So that's what I got, Jasvinda. I hope it helps you out. That was an interesting one, too. I've never had I've had people ask for dream interpretations when they called in before. And, you know, I try my best, but honestly, a lot of them just elude me because symbolism is so, you know, we have shared symbolism. That's what the tarot cards are. A lot of symbols that are universal. It doesn't matter where you live in the world, what culture you're in. It's the same symbols. It's the same. What did Carl Jung talk always about? He was always talking about the not the hierarchies. What the heck? What's the word I'm looking for, guys? The he always talked about, my mind's just blanking, maybe because I'm not used to doing this at night like this, these shows. But, you know, there are symbols that just are universal, you know. And so it's really hard sometimes, you know, although a lot of symbols are universal and you've got the tarot cards, but in dreams and in daydreaming and other things, you know, you're seeing a first wheel, you know, it's like, that's very personal. That could be very personal, you know. Maybe what I saw is actually what it is, Jasvina, but don't know for sure. You know, take it with a grain of salt. Let's see. And then P had come in and said, hi, can I ask a question? But I didn't see a question. Mila or Mila just came in. I just joined. What did I miss? Hey, you made it. That's what's important. I'm trying to look at the picture here. You know, the pictures are so tiny. I wish they were bigger so I could, you know, actually see people. I'd love one if possible. And thank you for doing what you do. Well, thanks, Mila. Do you have a specific question? Or my name, if needed, is Mila Jasmine. Yeah, I'm not going to say everything on air here. Okay. Let's see. Oh, Maya came in too. What's your opinion on the third eye? That's an interesting question. Hey, everybody in chat, Jill, Charlotte, everybody, what's the third eye to you? Meanwhile, I got to finish up with this Mila. Okay, hopefully it makes it, but ask if my ex is romantically involved with a member of my family. Ooh, and if they are, or is he attempting to take my children away from me? Okay, that's like a lot of different questions. Okay, there's Carol, I ask one question, I get an answer. I ask another question, I get an answer. Okay, so that's a lot already. And if possible, if my mother is doing magic on me, stealing money from me, I don't know. No, you know, go ask your mom. You know, I know, I don't want to sound frustrated because I'm not. I don't care. Ask whatever you want. But see, this is what gets me, you know. I'm the world's biggest skeptic for somebody that, you know, runs a psychic cafe, you know, and the Tarot Guild for 20 years. But I'm a skeptic in all this stuff, you know. To me, I'm basically a life coach and a psychic advisor. I'm not a psychic reader, meaning I don't read the future. I don't read your cards. I do read your cards, but in the context of being a life coach. So what I'm getting at, you know, and I'm not poo-pooing this for anybody, you know, if you want to find a psychic that does this, that's fine. But a lot of times the questions like these are what I call psychic peeping Tomming, looking in on what third parties are doing. And I know it's a common thing. You go see your tarot reader, you know, did someone put a hex on me? You know, I'm sorry, I don't believe in that stuff, you know, and I don't believe that a tarot reader can tell you if you've had it. And if they want to sell you a $500 candle, don't buy it. It's a scam. All this shit is scam. Okay. Unless they are actually giving you useful information and letting you make the decision as to whether to go down this path or that path, unless they are helping you get to your goals, it's crap. Okay? I'm just going to say it right now and throw it out here. I don't believe in that stuff, you know? Can people put hexes on people? Possibly. Magic on people? Possibly. We all have the power of manifestation. But see, that's the problem. The other person has the power of manifestation too. So, you know, we kind of all counteract each other. It's very difficult to do real magic. Do I believe that something's been done in the past and other people have done it and maybe even to this day some people can do it? Oh, heck yeah. Shoot, you know, some of the stuff that Elon Musk does and Donald Trump does is pure magic, that they get away, you know, that Trump gets away with the crap that he gets away with. And that Elon Musk, who, you know, is not the boy genius everybody thinks he is, he, you know, these businesses were already someone else's idea that had gotten started, and then he took over every single one of them. Go do your research. Do your research if you don't believe me. Anyway, this is the thing. That's pure magic, you know, that they're able to manifest billions of dollars or getting themselves out of, you know, all the crap that they've done, you know. So, yeah. Can it be done? Can it be done on other people? It's kind of hard. You got to be really good to do that. I don't know, Mila, if your mom can do magic on you. I doubt it. I really, 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 really doubt it, you know. And let's take a look here. Now, as far as he's showing up, okay, he's very juvenile person. He's showing up as the Page of Swords. I'm going, you know, I'm skipping all the other stuff because, again, too many questions. You get one question here unless you buy me a cup of coffee. But going back to the original question, when you're talking about your ex, you know, he's just being juvenile, you know. His head is elsewhere. He doesn't have his eye on the prize. Two of Cups. Yeah. He definitely could be in a romantic relationship with somebody in your family. Definitely. Now, you know, what would I do? I would just go ask them. That's what's so simple about this stuff. You know, would I go to a psychic advisor, psychic medium, tarot reader, something, and ask these kind of questions like, you know, what's my ex doing? Who's he dating? Is my mom putting hexes on me or doing magic on me? Look, I would just ask the person. A lot of the questions we get are ridiculous because it's like, well, did you ask them? You know, it's like, oh, I need a reading. Is my boyfriend mad at me? I don't know. Did you ask him if he's mad at you? I mean, come on. Some of this stuff is silly. You know, let's do like some more serious stuff where, you know, people are really having an issue and are really stuck and they need a little guidance going this way or that way. I'm still not going to make the decision for you which way to go. But if you give me A and B, I'll pull cards on A, pull cards on B. Yeah. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing, but then I'll say, ultimately, it's up to you to decide which way to go. That's called empowering the client versus fortune telling. Because the future is not written in stone. We have free will, people. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on a soapbox, but sometimes on these shows, remember, I've been doing this for 14 years. I've literally read for tens of thousands of people. And it gets a little frustrating after a little while, you know? I want to be taken seriously as a psychic advisor, life coach, and hypnotherapist. I am not a fortune teller. That doesn't mean I don't pull cards and get outcomes, potential possibilities. I get that. That comes through, and I tell you what I'm seeing. I will tell you if I see someone coming in your life. Does that mean they're actually going to come in? No, because we have free will, and once you leave my office or once you get off this program, you could decide to go this way, that way, this way, make different decisions, and you're not going to end up meeting that person. I'm looking at the current trajectory you're on. And, you know, if in the next couple of days or a couple of weeks, you know, if in a short amount of time you stay on that trajectory, you might come to the outcome. But there's lots of timelines. Yeah. Anyway, didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings either. I'm not poo-pooing on anybody. You know, we all have our belief systems and things like that. You know, so, you know, don't freak out, okay? I just had to let everybody know where I'm coming from, okay? misinformed that in motion. Now that is an interesting name. I am trying to refocus on my manifestations for me. Good for you. And you know what? Perfect timing, because I got the magician card here on the show for tomorrow. Remember, I'm pulling for tomorrow. Tomorrow is also a one day, a manifestation day. So yeah, misinformed. You know, if you want to get really back in on track tomorrow, be the magician, manifest, you know? Also, let's see, what am I getting here? Ah, this is this is very important. Judgment call. Okay, cosmic wake-up call from the judgment card and the Queen of Cups. Developing more your psychic abilities is what is coming through for me, for you. Oh, Catherine came in. See, I'm missing all these people because I haven't gotten all the way down. Would like to know if Pete and I will ever be friends in the future. Well, how do you know Pete? You're not friends now? And when you say friends, are you talking about, you know, will you, literally what it says, will you be friends? Or do you mean more than friends? You know? So are you friends with Pete and you want to know if it's going to go farther into a more interpersonal relationship? Or are you not friends with Pete? You just know this arbitrary person and you want to be friends with them. That's kind of important to know. Oh, gosh. Archetype. Yes, Jill finally threw in. I was like dying to remember what the word was. It was archetype from Carl Jung. Yeah, I'm a big Carl Jung fan. I thought I saw something else. So Meta Crazy, Jill's like, I'm a remote viewer, psychic medium, able to connect with several realms, do more than tarot, shaman. You know, you almost do too many things, Jill. Hemi-seeking, you know. Yeah, I do a ton of stuff too, but I don't tell people all about it all because it confuses people. It confuses clients. They don't care what you do. They care that you can solve the problem that they are coming to you for. So what problem do you solve? And that's what you talk about. You talk about the problem and solving the problem. That's it. You don't talk about how you do it. Okay, because you confuse the client. All right. I know people want to be psychic mediums and tarot readers and astrologers and numerologists all at the same time, and they want to read for everybody out there, you know, and any question that comes and everything like that. And yeah, you could do that. You want to be really successful? Solve a problem for someone. Yep. Narrow it down. What's the big problem you solve? And how do you do it? You know, but don't tell them how you do it. Don't bog them down in, you know, I'm a third degree hemi-sync hypnotherapy, hypnosis medium, psychic medium, shaman, Buddhist, enlightened. You have like 13 things written here, Jill. You're going to confuse the heck out of people. You know, if you want to be a shaman, be a shaman. If you want to be a psychic medium, be a psychic medium. If you're a remote viewer, well, okay, but that's not really helping anybody with anything unless you're remote viewing for them, you know. But are you? Or are you doing it just for yourself? Hemi-syncing. Okay, well, focus on that. Put out some programs that are hemi-sync programs. We could promote that. Guided visualizations where we're, you know, syncing the right and left hemisphere of the brain, the binaural beats, and, you know, I mean, yeah. But, you know, you got to find the audience for that and focus on that. The one thing there. Yeah. That's why I'm telling people with the shows to do that. I mean, yeah, if you want to do a general show, I'm not going to stop you. You know? It's your show. for the Psychic Cafe, it would be better if we had an expert in astrology and then a show where it's an expert in numerology, expert in hypnosis, expert in whatever, you know, have multiple shows, all specialize in one narrow niche thing, and then you can teach a course on that. And, you know, teach a course, take on clients, focus in on one thing, you know. I'm kind of trying to get Michelle to, you know, she does tarot and everything, you know, and I'm trying, and the oracle cards and Learn Them On. But there's a big call for Learn Them On. Not as much as there was like a decade ago, but it's still, you know, really good. And we don't have anybody teaching it at the Psychic Cafe. So I thought, you know, hey, why don't you focus in on the Lennies? I call them the Lennies, Learn Them On cards. Oh, and thanks a lot, Ellie, for helping out in the chat and, you know, helping Mila and so forth. And Charlotte said, even in chat, yeah, advertising on Dax's show isn't the place. Exactly, exactly. You know, that's what I was getting at. You know, I'm not against any of this stuff. I've done 90% of it myself. You know, I've studied all these different modalities and I've done them all. I've done hemisync. I've done hypnosis, NLP, life coaching, tarot, psychic advisor. I mean, you know, the only thing I haven't done really is animal communication. And I'm not really big on channeling or mediumship. Maybe because I just don't like opening that much. So, you know, this is great. I mean, it makes you a master practitioner when you have all these different modalities under your belt, Jill. It's really good. However, again, the client doesn't understand this stuff. They don't understand a remote viewer from a starseed oracle, from a shaman Buddhist. You know, they don't understand this stuff. Solve a problem. If you're going to be an advisor, what do you specialize in? You know, do you help people find lost loves? Do you help people find their next love? Do you help people build their business? What problem do you solve? Okay. And then again, to Charlotte's point, this is not the place to be promoting any of that. You know, you need to be on your show. You need to be promoting it on your show. And I told you, we're going to help you with this. You know, start doing videos, start doing articles with videos on blog posts, on Psychic Cafe. I'll send them out all over the place. I'm going to promote the heck out of you. I'll get you on here as a co-host. Ah, but this is another thing. If you're going to come and guest co-host on the show, great. But, you know, I'm still waiting for the link you were going to get me to the last show you did. You said you did a live on Facebook. I want to watch you on Facebook and see what you do. So maybe it'll click then once I see what you did on your show with the people that were there. Maybe that would help. Okay, because I'm not sure what you're going to do. You know, when you come on a show, you can't come on here and, you know, I'm going to introduce you as the guest co-host. You're one of our lifetime members at the Guild. We don't have time to tell everybody everything you do. There's like way too many things. You got to come on the show or shows as a guest co-host knowing what you're going to do. How are you going to read for them? How are you going to counsel them, advise them? You know, are you just going to do clairvoyance? That's fine. Just let me know. Pick a thing, you know. You're going to pull cards. You're going to do tarot. You're going to do oracles. You're going to do psychic mediumship. Are you going to channel something? What are you going to do when you're on the show? And like I said, it might help me if you could get me a link to your last Facebook Live where you said you did this, you did a show. I want to see what you do so I know what to expect when I have you come on the show as a co-host, a guest co-host. And then beyond that, you know, if you want to do your own show, like Michelle started her Michelle's Mystic Corner, then do that, you know. Narrow your niche down to one thing, you know. I want to get soul realignment practitioners. Anybody a soul realignment practitioner out there? If you're not, do you want to be? I will send you to the course to do it, and we can do a show on soul realignment again, which is the Akashic Records is a big part of it. And we used to have a whole show on that. Astrologers, any great astrologers? Animal communicators? I think Charlotte's going to handle that one hopefully soon here. Charlotte, you need to do a whole show where it's just you talking to the ducks. I'm just saying it's going to be big. We might have to move you off onto your own channel on YouTube. It's going to be big. It's going to be that big. It's going to be unbelievable because people love pet psychics. Can't get enough of pet psychics. Trying to find, I think it was Catherine's we had started with, and all I was asking was about the friend. Isn't that the one? We didn't do that one, right? He's in a bad marriage since he's married. I will have nothing to do with him now. I would just like to know if perhaps the future we will ever reconnect as friends. And, you know, that's the thing. Maybe. I'll pull a card and I'll take a look. But again, without going back through everything I just went through, this is the thing. I might pull cards and it says you're not going to reconnect, but you may reconnect a year to 5 years from now. The cards aren't going to show that because the timelines diverge after 3 to 6 months. You shouldn't do readings farther than 3 to 6 months. It's just, you're going to make so many decisions and he's going to make so many decisions between now and a year, now and 2-3 years, now and 5 years. You get me? There's no way to predict that. And if I pull cards, and if you ever go to a psychic or a tarot reader and they pull cards and go, yeah, in 5 years, you're going to hook up with Jim again, run the other way. You know, I can say that, but I doubt very much that it's going to happen like that, you know. Might get lucky. Might actually happen. But then again, how did that help you just now? Here you are now in 2024. How is that helping you with 2029? You know? See what I mean? It doesn't really help you in any way. Got to ask questions that help you, that are for your higher good. I'll give you an example. Someone comes to me, you know, am I going to get married? Yes, you're going to get married. What does that do? How does that help you? How does that empower you? Do you know when you're going to get married or who you're going to get married to or how you're going to meet them or anything like that? No. So all I'm doing, and I'm not trying to be mean and I'm not trying to be pissy and I'm not trying to poo-poo on people's things. When they want to come in, you know, I'll look at anything and answer anything. I'm just saying that think about your question for a little bit. Think about it. What do you really want to know? And we'll pull cards on it for sure, but I'm just telling you. The likelihood of accurately predicting something when it could be so far out. Let's see. Oh, it's interesting. I said, you know, 4 years, 5 years, and the timing card is four. That is hilarious. Okay. So, well, he's showing up as the Page of Pentacles. Yet again, this card shows up. I'm getting a lot of, not just this card, but multiple cards, multiple times today. You notice that? The moon card and everything. But yeah, I guess this is what people need to know. This is what they need to hear. I should change the name of the show to Rowdy Readers, where we're just going to be, you know, we're just going to, you know, read you the dirty truth and throw it out there, you know. So anyway, he's distracted, you know. He has to deal with his marriage and all this kind of stuff. He's distracted. You're showing up as the Queen of Pentacles, the nurturer. You know, the best thing you can do is be there for this person and nurture. Now, you said something about, you know, not having anything to do with him. He's in a marriage right now, and that's fine. And that's exactly what you should do. However, that doesn't mean you can't exude that energy. You can put out the nurturing energy. You can think of him and adopt the position of the Queen of Pentacles and just send that out to him. You don't know. It might help. However, if you do anything beyond that, the Nine of Swords, the tarot says, do not do that. While he's married to this lady, I don't care how bad it is, stay away, you know, and it's going to require inner strength. Got the strength card. And then the High Priestess shows up to say, hey, Catherine, you already know the answer to this. You know the answer. And, you know, you can ask yourself, you can use tarot cards, or, you know, you can just take a few minutes and just sit quietly, close your eyes. Put your hand or both hands even on your solar plexus. Do some belly breathing or your deep breathing. You're expanding the belly, not the upper chest. Don't chest breathe. Expand down here, okay? And after a few breaths, just ask yourself, am I going to reconnect? And see what your gut instinct is. We are way at the end of the show. I guess we got to go, guys. But, yeah, that's what tarot wants you to do. And you know the answer. Okay, so you can ask your gut instinct, are you going to reconnect with them? And I think you already know what you should be doing as long as he's still with this person that he's in the bad marriage with. Okay, Daisha, I said I answered your question a long time ago. You're going to have to, you know, watch the replay. Also, I'll be here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific. What is that? 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. Sorry, I got confused because of doing this nighttime show. Hey, if you like this, let me know. And we'll do one Friday night. And like I said, you know, Charlotte, y'all want to come on? Let me know. Ellie likes to say, I like to say cards tell a story, but you're in charge of writing the ending. Oh, I love that. That's a really good one. Yes. Oh, and Catherine says, I don't want bad karma. Yes. No bad karma. And I will see everybody tomorrow. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye.